Language help.
Ask us a question.
你问我答。
From BBC Learning English.
Welcome to our new program, Q&A of the Week. Question and answer.
你问我答。
I'm Joe，
我是冯菲菲，大家好。在你问我答节目中，我们会解答大家提出的关于英语学习方面的问题，不论是语法、语音还是词汇，只要你问，我们就答。
And if you have a question about the English language, you can email us at questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk, and we'll be repeating that address again later. So listen out for it.
So Joe, what's our question this week?
So this week we've had an email from someone called Heisfar. Now they didn't leave their real name, but their question was very interesting. They want to know when to say you and me and when to say you and I.
啊，这个问题问得非常好。我们什么时候说 you and me， 什么时候又说 you and I？
I think this is something people get a little confused about, and it does take a little bit of explaining. So are you ready, Feifei?
Yes.
Me and I are what we call personal pronouns.
人称代词，比方说 I, you, he, she, we, they 这些词在英语中都被称为人称代词。
Now, when they're used as the subject of a sentence, we say I, you, he,She, we, or they.
Subject, 主语。当一个人称代词被作为一句话的主语使用时，这时候我们用这些代词的主格，也就是 I, you, he, she, we, they.
I go shopping, or we watch TV, etc. However, if the personal pronoun is the object of the sentence, they change a little.
Object, 宾语。然而当一个人称代词被作为一句话的宾语使用时，那就怎么变了呢？ So how do they change, Joe?
Well, for example, I would say she asked me to post a letter. We would never say she asked I to post a letter. I changes to me when it's the object of the sentence.
OK， 比方说人称代词 I 在一句话中被作为宾语使用，那么这个时候它就会变成 me， she 就会变成 her。
So we'd say I watched her in that movie, not I watched she.
Or I sang him a song, not I sang he, etc.
So in answer to Heisfar's question, you would say you and I when it's the subject of what you're sayingYou and I should go to the meeting. You and I are the subjects of the sentence.
所以记住，凡是人称代词做主语的时候，就用 I， 也就是人称代词的主格。You and I are teaching everyone English. 也就是说，当 you and I 在一句话中做宾语，这个时候我们就得说 you and me， 对吗 ，Joe？
That's right. So we would say, Feifei wants to talk to you and me.Not Feifei wants to talk to you and I.
因为你和我 you and I 在这句话中做了宾语，所以我们说 you and me.
He wanted to meet you and me later. Not he wanted to meet you and I.
我们的电子邮箱是
questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
所以说做一句话主语的时候我们用 you and I， 做一句话宾语的时候说 you and me。 But there is a small problem with this rule. English speakers don't always follow the rules, do they?
Unfortunately not. Just to confuse you, English speakers will often say you and me when they should say you and I. So it wouldn't be unusual to hear someone say you and me should go and watch that film
But our tip would be to follow the rule.
Absolutely. Follow the rule, but don't be surprised if you hear an English speaker saying it differently.
不过大家要记住，虽然英语里有很多的条条框框，但是英国人不总是遵守这些语法规则，所以有时候我们也会听到英国人使用 you and me 来做一句话的主语或是宾语。
So, do you have any problems with English that you'd like to ask us about?
是的，只要你有英语学习方面的问题，不论是语法、词汇还是语音，都可以发邮件给我们。我们的邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
We hope to hear from you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Confused about vocabulary?
你有语法难题吗？
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.